Joining the program now is Bonedale Ballet. Alexandra Yurkunitsa joins us. Hi.
Hello, Luke. Thanks for having us, and Happy New Year to you and everybody in the community.
And same to you. Anthony Yurkunitsa joins us by telephone. Anthony, it's your turn. Hi.
Hello, hello.
And we have three adorable ballerinas with us. We have Valentina Bais. Hi, Valentina.
Hiya.
That's good. Adelaide Moore is here, too. Hi, Adelaide.
Hi.
And Camille Moore.
Hi.
So we're all here because you have, Alexandra, another edition of Bonedale Ballet, this one involving the Nutcracker. Tell me about it.
We certainly do. This is our 2019 winter dance performance entitled Nutcracker Excerpts and mixed repertoire in ballet and tap as well. So that's happening this Saturday, January 26th at the Waldorf School, 2 o'clock and 5:30, and this is a wonderful and ideal performance for families, all ages. We have all ages involved. So,
the Waldorf School—that's a new venue for you.
This certainly is. We are now in a new studio. We moved over to 1101 Village Road in Carbondale, and it's just a bit too small for us to hold our performances. So, I don't know how it all happened, but it just dawned on me, the Waldorf. Why have we never checked that place out before? And I am so excited to take the kids there and the parents, and we're getting all our volunteers ready and just organizing everything. And it's going to be a beautiful space for our performers. So,
how so? Why is it better?
If you've been there, it's a very warm, it's a hall, they call it, but just the way the stage is designed and the room, it's all wooden, and it's such a warm space when you walk in. And it's the entire school building itself is just so beautifully designed that when you walk in, if you haven't yet, you'll know why. Definitely, that will not require any kind of decorating. You know, it's just it's the design that went into the Waldorf is quite beautiful. So
you have two performances on Saturday at the Waldorf School. What time?
2 o'clock and then 5:30.
Okay. And how can people get tickets?
They can get tickets at the door, or between now and Saturday morning, they can call me directly, 970-379-2187, and they can reserve tickets through me as well.
Okay. So is this sort of a replay of past Nutcracker performances, or did you bring in new elements?
This is new. We've done this once before. We have a ton of new dancers that have joined Bonedale Ballet of all ages. So it is obviously not the prime Nutcracker season any longer. And I figured this time around we would wait until after the holidays when everyone's back in town, kids are back in school. I thought, why not have one more shot at offering Nutcracker variations to our community as well as ballet and tap. So
now, have you adapted the Nutcracker suite to tap?
Oh, no, not necessarily. Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
I was wondering.
What I've done was we've organized divertissements from Act Two from the Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker score. So we've got Mother Ginger, we have Chinese, we have Dance of the Mirlitons, we've got Russian, and then Waltz of the Flowers.
Okay.
And then part two of the program will be completely separate from the Nutcracker. It'll just be some ballet. I'll be doing a contemporary ballet solo, and then we have some really amazing and exciting tap pieces. Pink Panther piece of music being one of them, which is just classic, and something from 42nd Street. Ooh. As well as from the Chorus Line. So.
Cool. Well, I was trying to imagine Clara or the Sugar Plum Fairies soft shoeing.
That's hilarious. Maybe next year that's something we should look into doing. Great idea.
Okay. Should I copyright it before you do that?
Yeah.
Anthony, maybe it's time for you to chime in. Talk to us.
It's really been a pleasure watching this manifest from, you know, ages three all the way up to, you know, I won't mention the oldest person in there, but their age. But I mean, ballet is beautiful at every age for the participant as well as a viewer to watch. You know, either it's super, you know, cute and adorable, and just to watch the kids have fun and be spontaneous and kind of learn to get that coordination under their belt and the stage presence, you know, up until mid-level where they're learning to express a little more technique and, you know, personality and mastery up until, you know, higher levels. And that's what, you know, Bone Dale Ballet is pretty much predicated on, is we want to, you know, be a, you know, an opportunity and a venue for people to explore, you know, their interests on all different levels in dance. And since our TAP program is really blossoming, you know, we're really happy to see, you know, this art form, you know, kind of a resurgence of it develop. And, you know, so, you know, throughout the valley, different dancers have come to our studio to train, you know, to perfect their skills, to, you know, their, you know, sort of cross-pollinate in musical theater. And, you know, Alex and I have always loved, you know, to sort of help dancers wherever they are for that, and for any mover for that matter that wants to explore movement, whether it be Pilates or ballet or yoga. But this is, it's been really nice to go to some of these other performances, you know, through Soul Theater and, you know, up in Aspen to see some of our students, you know, take center stage and really flourish and then go on to, you know, other, you know, college level programs. And Alex can maybe explain, you know, some of the dancers that have done that. But going back to what I said originally, this is a really special show. And I think, you know, Alexander and all the other choreographers have done really good work. And the dancers, of course, have really, it looks like they're really rising to the occasion. So that's really nice.
Is the ballerina skill set the same as a tap dancer skill set, Alex?
Well, I do have some tap experience. I do teach tap as well. But what I do know about tap compared to ballet, it's a very different, I guess, situation. I mean, it takes, you know, to do truly purely rhythmic tap that's so musical and full of character and personality, takes a lot of time. For some that already are very musical already, it comes to them so fast. So, but there is time and skill and discipline, and it is so much fun. And ballet has its own set of skills required. And I don't know, personally, I feel like ballet takes a bit longer to develop into an advanced level. I feel like tap can happen a bit faster, I would say.
Oh, really? So if you're a tap dancer, you might be a good ballerina, but maybe not.
Yeah.
It takes a little practice.
Yes.
Yeah, and I might, you know, insert here that if you master ballet, pretty much any other dance form that you're going to do, it's going to look a little more elegant, a little more polished, a little cleaner, and maybe, you know, more fluid. And I mean, that's always a nice thing to see. It's you know, like just adding a lot more feathers to your cap to know, you know, the different levels, and they kind of cross-pollinate in a sense. I mean, the different disciplines, I should say, they all cross-pollinate.
Well, let's talk to these adorable ballerinas. Are you all ballerinas, or are you some of you tap dancers?
We are all ballerinas.
Nice. Who do you play, Valentina?
I'm the Waltz of the Flowers, and also these two are too.
Oh, nice. And so Adelaide and Camille, you're both sisters, and you're part of the Waltz of the Flowers. Do you have other parts, too, that you're in?
Yes.
Tell me about it. What else do you play?
Chinese.
Oh.
They have a, I set a some choreography on them for the utilizing the Chinese Nutcracker score. They're doing a duet together as sisters, so it's really sweet. And Waltz of the Flowers has 12 dancers, so it is a huge group, and it's looking beautiful. So, and we've got toddlers doing Mother Ginger, and Anthony's group is the creative dance, and they are doing Dance of the Merlitons. Another group of 11, I think, and a boy, which we're so excited.
Oh, nice. Now, I don't remember Dance of the, what'd you say, Merliton?
Merliton. It's in the act 2.
I don't remember
it's a,
that.
Like one. A ribbon dance.
Oh, okay. So what do you have to do when you're in the Waltz of the Flowers, girls? Do you do a few pirouettes and then bow to the audience?
No.
No? It's a lot more involved?
It's really a lot more involved.
Tell me about it.
How does the dance start?
Well, we have four groups. One of them are in the first group, and then the other are in the fourth group, and I'm in the third group.
Oh. And what happens in the beginning?
We run around in a circle.
In a circle?
In a very tidy circle with very long floral tutus.
Long tutus.
Yes.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yes. It's a romantic tutu style they're wearing.
Oh, wow. Now, did you make your own costumes?
No.
No?
No, my mom made them.
Oh, how about that?
My mom doesn't sew, so she didn't.
Okay. Who made your costume then?
I have no idea.
Okay.
We had some of them ordered, and we've had these wonderful parents... Valentina mentioned, her mom, Monica, helped sew some additional accessories, a ton of flowers on these tutus. So, yeah.
Also,
I hope in the future we will have our own Bonedell Ballet seamstresses as we continue growing.
Nice. Well, you know, Carbondale Arts has a pretty extensive sewing.
You are right aspect. About that. I need to get in on that next
year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity. Plus, I'll bet some of your dancers might want to try that too.
You're right. They probably already know how to sew.
Yeah. How about that? Is it really hard being in the Waltz of Flowers, girls, or is it
no.
easy?
No.
Really?
It's absolutely not hard.
Really? Is it fun?
Yes.
Very much.
What makes it fun?
Well, because we get to do a lot of fun stuff and lots of PKs.
We have different groups to dance around at different times, and we have three leaders.
Oh, that's nice. Now, when you dance around, tell me about the dance itself. Are you up on your tiptoes like regular ballerinas?
Yeah, sometimes.
Is that hard?
No.
Really?
It is completely not hard.
How about that? I would think being on your tiptoes all the time would be hard. But it's not, huh?
Nope.
They've been practicing a lot, so I think that's a good sign that they're saying it's not hard. They're well trained at this point to get on stage.
I'm sure. How many dancers total do you have?
We have about, I was counting that the other day, I believe we have somewhere around 50, I think, total that are performing with us.
50 kids on stage?
Yeah. Not all at the same time. Maybe in the finale we'll have everybody come together, but... So it'll be a nice flow, and then we have a special treat happening for intermission. I'm going to go ahead and give the surprise away. Camille and Adelaide's mother, Minsa, will be playing the violin during intermission. She is an incredible professional violinist.
Oh, wow.
Had to give that surprise away. Her name's Minsa Wu.
Huh. Now, will she be playing Tchaikovsky?
I believe she might be playing a Bach piece.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's pretty special.
An additional concert to our concert.
That's a talented family.
Yes. And Jem, their father, will be doing the videography. So,
have you filmed all your other performances before?
We have, yes.
Do you post those?
We try. I try when I could stay up on all that.
Wow, because I'll bet there would be a lot of people that would want to watch that if they can't see the performance.
Yes, I will definitely make a point in doing that.
Huh. How many tickets are available?
There are many, many, many tickets.
Okay,
we've just
good.
Started selling them this week. So please come. Everybody's invited. You can be a last-minute ticket purchaser, too, at the door.
That's fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Since we have two shows, there'll be plenty of space for everybody.
Well, I would think if you have 50 dancers, you've got a full house both times with parents and grandparents and siblings.
And, it's going to be a great show, and we're happy to be able to present another program for the community. And with thanks to all of our dancers and teachers, volunteers, everybody. And just really quick, so something we love about Bonedell Ballet and coordination is we inspire and we guide our students in achieving both their individual goals for their health and well-being, as well as artistic goals. So that's just something that we want to share with everybody, and we're quite passionate about as teachers.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So you've been doing these performances for a while now. Has it gotten any easier?
I can't say it gets easier, but the list is very clear, the to-do list. I know exactly what needs to be done, and there is a timeline. Uh-huh. And so I've got 3 more days to check some more things off the list.
Girls, have you had a dress rehearsal yet?
Not yet.
When does that come? Pretty soon?
Have no idea.
Friday.
Oh, okay. Huh. Are you nervous?
Yes.
Absolutely not to me.
Why aren't you nervous?
Well, because I have done 2 shows already.
Oh, okay. So you're a veteran.
I'm very, very nervous.
Really? Why are you very, very nervous? Because people will be watching you?
No.
Well, you know what? It's not so hard. I'll bet you can do it. Pretty sure you can do it.
I was pretty amazed, Luke, at, you know, because Adelaide and Camille were in Taiwan with their mother, who was putting on a festival over there. And so they came back, you know, quite a way through the rehearsal process, but they picked it up. They did their homework. You know, they're really excelling, and they're really fun to watch. They're just, they've got a lot of energy, as you can tell in their responses.
I'll bet. You had ballet homework?
Yep.
What did you have to do for homework?
Practice the dance.
Oh, I see. Huh.
And Mom makes very funny music.
You mean when you're practicing?
Yes.
Oh.
Even if it's a small house, you still have to practice.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Anthony?
I would like to thank the community for helping us, you know, grow, you know, Bonedale Ballet and Coordination Movement Studio into what it is. And, you know, we couldn't do it without the support of the community and our students and you, Luke. You know, thank you for having us all these years.
Yeah, thanks to Katie and Kay and Luke and Gavin. And I have to brag, we are finally business members after all these years. At last. So everybody, you should be doing the same.
That's great. Well, girls, thank you so much for telling me about the Nutcracker Suite.
You're welcome. You are mostly welcome.
Just mostly?
Very, very welcome.
Oh, well, thank you. And very, very thank you.
Thank you, Luke. And thanks, everybody out there. Hope you can come enjoy the performance with us. It's another great way to celebrate the new year.
All right.
And if you have any questions, you can go on to BonedaleBallet.com and get some answers about our schedule and where we are and what we offer.
That's perfect. What's that website again?
BonedaleBallet.com.
Perfect. Everybody, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're
See
welcome.
You at the Waldorf.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.